Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Spending a few minutes now with Delaware Valley University head football coach Duke Greco. His squad headed back to the NCAA Division III playoffs, and they will open things up on Saturday when they visit the Bridgewater College Eagles. And first of all, coach, obviously still work to do, but a 9-1 season, you're on the table in the MAC, win the Keystone Cup. You've got to be thrilled with what the kids have given you to this point.
Yeah, I mean we have a hard working group here, and just a great group, and really excited for what they've accomplished. And They earned a ticket to the postseason, and excited to see what we could do with that ticket.
What was your initial thought when you saw the draw and you were heading to Bridgewater?
It was interesting. I've never been there, so it'll be an interesting trip down to Bridgewater. And I know they're a good team. A little disappointed we're not playing at home, but that's all on us. If we make a play, a play or two versus Wesley, and that game's a little different, then I'm pretty sure we'd 100% be home. But it's an opportunity to get on the road and go down there and see a new place, and it's going to be a good experience.
What will be the keys for success, not just specifically in this game, but if you guys are going to put a run together, what's going to have to happen?
Offensively, I think we need to clean it up a little bit. We've turned the ball over the last couple of games, fumble-wise, but I think we're set up for a good run. It starts here with our defense, and they do a really, really good job. And to be postseason play, it's running the football, playing good defense, not making mistakes. And I think that's us. I mean, the last couple of weeks, we have had some fumble issues. But Anthony Fontana, the QB, he's got one interception in conference play. He's really smart with the football. And, again, we're good on defense. We play good specials. And I'm excited.
What can you tell us about this Bridgewater team you're going to face?
Put together really well. The staff there does an excellent job offensively. It starts with the QB, but they have a good running back, 21, good receiver, number 3. And defensively, they're going to play the pass first. They got a linebacker, 52, who's a heck of a player. So they're tough. They're good. I mean, it's playoff football. It's lions amongst lions, and we need to be ready to go.
Your team has a lot of experience in the postseason. For a lot of the upperclassmen, it's been multiple trips to the postseason. How big is that experience, knowing what to expect, not just with the quality of opponent, but everything that kind of surrounds a playoff game like this?
I think the experience helps, for sure. I think more than anything, you could tell with our guys, there's a desire to try to be different. It's real, and they want to try to do something that's never been done here, and it's not talk. It's just how they prepare every day. And as a staff here, I think we're excited to see them put that passion into action. So I'm just really looking forward to Saturday and to see what we can do.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.